Greetings, everyone, and welcome to the Produce Buzzers Podcast. We are so happy you have joined us today, and I think you will be too after the show is over, because you will learn a lot about fresh fruits and vegetables, how to select and store them, how to prepare and cook them, and surprising facts about their history and origin. We hope it inspires you to eat more fresh fruits and vegetables, not only for your health, but also for your delight and pleasure as you explore their amazing world of taste and delicious flavors. Eating more of them will transform your life in so many positive ways. So settle back, relax, and get ready for another delicious adventure with the Produce Buzzers. Greetings, Produce Buzzers podcast fans, and thanks for joining us once again. We have some very exciting episodes coming up for you in the next few weeks. In March, the Produce Buzzers attended the annual Southern Exposure Convention hosted by the Southeastern Produce Council. The event welcomes hundreds of fresh produce companies who supply your fruits and veggies to your local markets. They are growers, packers, distributors of the world's best produce, and it is always a delightful time for us to get to know these heroes of the food supply chain. This year's event was held in beautiful Tampa, Florida, at the convention center right on the water, and the theme was Unseen Heroes, honoring these people who work so hard to bring food to the nation's tables. The Southeast Produce Council is an important and vital organization that supports these farmers and purveyors in their effort to feed the world. While it has a focus on the southeastern United States, members come from all over the U.S. and abroad to interact with the local suppliers and markets who serve the southern United States. It's a great time for us to catch up with a broad range of people who are not only lovers of fresh fruits and veggies like all you Produce Buzzers podcast fans, but who have, in fact, dedicated their lives to making sure you have an abundant supply of those fruits and veggies. We interviewed several representatives of the leading fresh produce companies at the conference, and we will be featuring them over the next few weeks on the podcast. Unfortunately, we were out on the convention floor, and there was a lot of background noise we had to compete with. So we apologize for that in advance, but the interviews are still audible, so we hope it will not be too much of a distraction for you. The interviews are interesting and inspiring, so tune in and learn more about the wonderful world of fresh fruits and veggies.
Greetings, Produce Buzzers podcast fans, and welcome to another delicious episode of the Produce Buzzers podcast. I'm Edwin Stepp, your host and executive editor of ProduceBuzz.com. I'm joined once again by Teresa Nolan, the founder and president of Produce Buzz, and Rick Stepp, a contributing editor of Produce Buzz. Now, Produce Buzzers podcast fans, we have one of your favorite guests back to the show, a man who knows the produce industry from inside out and outside in. We have back from Ocean Mist Farms, Mr. Mark Monk. Welcome back to the show, Mark. I'm so happy to have you.
Thanks, Edwin. Happy to be here. It's really great to join you all.
Yeah, thank you. We worked with Mark for many years, early in his career. He worked with Teresa in a marketing merchandising business, and he's a great guy and has done so well. We're so proud of him and how he's shot a shooting star at the top of the business. And one of the greatest companies, Ocean Mist Farms, which you probably know best about artichokes. But we're going to get into that. Mark is going to tell us a bit more about that. How have you been, Mark? Thanks so much.
I've been great. Yeah, it's fun to join you. And yes, everything I learned in produce, I feel like I learned from your family. So it was a great foundation for a real fun and wonderful career.
Don't say that too loud, man. You might get fired. So what's new at Ocean Mist? It's artichoke season is upon us. Has it already started?
It has already started. And artichokes are available year-round, which is great. So we're able to enjoy them 12 months out of the year. But spring is really artichoke season. And so this is one of the best times to get in store and buy fresh artichokes. They're coming from our desert growing region down in Coachella, California. We're just starting to get the fresh artichokes starting in Castroville, California as well. So that's why it's the best time of year. You kind of got the best of both the world's best of both growing areas.
Cashew is the heart of the artichoke industry and has been for many years. Right?
It is. Castroville actually is coined the artichoke center of the world. Yeah. So it is where artichokes domestically started 100 years ago. Since Artichoke Commission was one of our clients, and I remember driving in downtown Castroville.
Downtown Castroville, that's such a thing.
Yeah, their funky little office on Main Street. I can totally remember like it was yesterday. I got to see this little desk right at the end and all their sales materials. And I drive that street every day. I think I've visited Castroville my entire life five times total. You know, there's no reason to really go into Castroville.
And now, the artists are the first thing.
Right. Well, which they don't even hold in Castroville anymore. After the Garlic Festival shooting, the insurance companies wouldn't insure the festivals anymore unless they could completely guarantee that they had a controlled location. And so, sadly, after that, they moved the Artichoke Festival to the Monterey Fairgrounds because it's all fenced, it has a controlled gate, and it makes a lot of sense. But it, you know, from our company's perspective, it was a little bit of a sad thing. Because it really was sort of the Ocean Mist Artichoke Festival. We were originally involved, and we still are. We're a platinum sponsor this year, but you know, they used to man the beer booth, and they would do three or four cooking stalls, and the whole company, everybody would volunteer. And now it's something that we go to. Sad. I went for the first time last year. Actually, I really enjoyed it. So, Castroville actually is coined the artichoke center of the world. It is where artichokes domestically started 100 years ago. And
Italian immigrants.
Actually, our founders were the first ones to grow artichokes commercially in the United States. And it was June 1924 that they planted their first artichokes. So we are just months away from our 100. Year anniversary.
Fantastic. What kind of celebrations or festivities or announcements? What's going to happen?
Well, we've got some parties planned, a lot of internal. I think the company is feeling very grateful for the employees that got the company to 100 years. And we are still a family-owned company. We're a fourth-generation farming family. So the founding fathers, fourth generations, are still growing artichokes and operating the company. And so I think that's it. It's really an abundance of appreciation.
Yeah.
And so most of the celebrations are going to focus on the employees, past and present. And then we've got some other fun things planned for the industry and some different promotions planned in trade publications. And consumers will actually see some fun leaf bags that petal inserts that we'll put in the artichokes for the spring and summer. And they've got a GL or a GR code that a little bit of a brain freeze. A QR code that will actually link consumers to our website, and you can find out a fun history of where artichokes came from and how what we've been doing.
We love stories like that of companies that are multi-generational. That are still keeping family farming a tradition. You know, I think a lot of Americans think all agriculture in the U.S. is big corporations, but that's not actually true. You may have great volume, big volume, but these are small family farms for the most part. And we like to let our listeners know that that's where their food is coming. So.
No, it is really true. And even those companies that are massive farms, a lot of their supply still comes from a whole consolidation of smaller growers that make up that big volume. So, you know, by and large, the fresh produce industry is really made up of a lot of different family farms and still very personal touch. And, you know, walking around on trade shows and stuff, it feels like a giant industry, but we all kind of know and recognize each other. And it really is just a big family of some really great people growing fresh produce.
And so many of the people that are here at this conference, the Southeast Produce Council, Southern exposure because their spring conference. You know, the more I meet them, the more I realize these companies go back multi-generational, and that's really very hard to see.
It is. Yeah. So when you look at the universe, there aren't a whole lot of companies inside or outside the fresh produce industry that hit a 100-year mark and are still family-owned. But I think there's a higher percentage in the fresh produce industry, and, you know, really shows that we are a good legacy industry. We stick to our roots and have some really great families that have been committed for a long time to, you know, a lot of passion to growing fresh fruits and vegetables. It's a tough industry, but it's such a rewarding and, healthy industry to be in.
So the artichokes are year-round, but we're getting some of the best now because they're coming into California, which is the heart of the industry. Tell us about the different varieties of artichokes.
So most people are familiar with the green artichoke. We call it the globe artichoke, and that's what we primarily grow. But consumers need to keep an eye out right now this time of year in our peak season. We also have purple artichokes.
Oh, yeah.
And sort of interesting, a lot of wild native artichokes have a lot more purple color. And early on, you know, our forefathers kind of bred that purple out, and our heirloom varieties that we're most familiar with are very green, but that gene is still in there. And so we have been playing around and have come up with just these really amazing, vibrant purple artichokes. And they don't look real when you look at them, and they have fantastic flavor. And so those are going to be out in the marketplace too. Those are still seasonal, and purple artichokes are usually in the market from early February until the end of May. And, if you see one, I really encourage you to buy them. They're fun. You'll love cooking them. They look beautiful on a plate. It's an exciting color.
So they retain that color, I wonder.
They do. Yeah, they keep that color through the cooking, which is fun. So they are a really beautiful item.
Most vegetables that you see that come in the purple variety, they have more antioxidants. Is that true?
That's what we do. We haven't done a lot of nutrition analysis on the purple, but, my experience is that most things that are purple tend to be a little bit higher in antioxidants. We're fortunate that artichokes are one of those items already that are really a super veggie. They're high in a lot of different nutrients and antioxidants, and high in fiber as well. So I'm really certain that you probably, when we do start doing some analysis on it, we're going to find that there's some really good, phyto goodies in there that are good for us.
Right. So tell our listeners, I know probably most of our listeners have eaten artichokes, but I'm sure there's some out there maybe intimidated by them. How's the best way to eat an artichoke?
I'm such a person to ask because I'm not a great cook, but I just think simple is better. You know, artichokes have such great flavor. I just like steaming them, not in the water, like on a steamer, so that that they're not saturating with that water, and until they're tender and the leaf fall off, and then you can kind of decide what you want to do to it. Put a little olive oil in the water and a little bit of sea salt, and that's it. And then we make a little aioli sauce to dip them in.
I know. I used to just take a little mayonnaise.
Well, that's my son's big joke always is, oh, I love artichokes. They taste just like mayonnaise. Like, no, they don't. They taste really good. They've got that nutty, meaty flavor to them.
So. Yeah.
So the best way to eat them, I always say, is to cut off the top of the leaves, about an inch of the top of the artichoke. Use your thumbs to sort of spread the leaves out. Get a pot of boiling water with a steaming pan in there, and then set the artichokes top down is a good way to do it.
Yeah,
let all the steam to get up into the leaves, and cook them until the outer leaves just gently pull off. Or you could put a fork into the very base of the artichoke, and if the fork goes in smoothly, then you basically know your artichokes are done. And pull them out, make some butter and garlic, make some mayonnaise, make some aioli sauce, whatever you like to dip them in. They're a real fun vegetable to eat. And the best part is, you know, every artichoke has got a great big heart in the middle of it. And it's a little bit like the Tootsie Pop. You know, you get the real prize once you get down to the very bottom of them. And for me, that's my favorite part is eating that part. It's just such a great, meaty,
so can we
rich.
Ask an owl how many
leaves? could do that.
And that's probably anachronistic for some of our listeners. They won't recognize that commercial that goes back to my days.
Are the new varieties, do they have less choke to them?
They still have the choke, but we've really been focusing on stem thickness, and which is correlated to the heart of the artichoke. Okay. And so one of our big focuses is getting a bigger heart. And so you get a little bit more of a meaty experience when you're eating them. And that's why I always encourage consumers when you go to the store to buy your artichokes, you know, look for artichokes that are firm and fresh, with, you know, vibrant green if they're the green ones, the vibrant purple, and you'll certainly know those when you see them. And then look at the stem size. And the stem size will give you a really good correlation to how big the heart is going to be. And so I always like to say, pick the ones with the larger stems, and you're going to get a little bit more meat in that artichoke.
And do you remember that they used to use artichokes as a test in high society to see if you were cultured enough to date their daughter? You know? Do you remember that?
Yeah, I don't remember that.
They would put an artichoke on the table in front of you and see if you knew how to eat it. And if you didn't, they figured you weren't cultured enough. Yeah.
Where was this?
This is just in high society.
Okay, like in New England.
New York, someplace like that.
Yeah. Well, this is fantastic. We really appreciate you joining us. And we look for those artichokes. Ocean Mist, you got to look for that brand. You probably have recipes and things on your website, right? Is that Ocean Mist?
OceanMist.com.
Okay.
And yeah, we have literally hundreds. We're probably the best resource for artichoke recipes that you're going to find anywhere. So if you want to peruse around, really encourage you to go to OceanMist.com and see what we've got.
Don't you have another URL that goes to those recipes?
We do. It's called everythingaboutartichokes.com as well. Yeah. And then we also have a blog that's called From the Heart. And we do a lot of conversations about what it's like to grow artichokes and the other items that Ocean Mist grows as well. But the website will direct you to all those resources.
Yeah.
And what other items does Ocean Mist grow?
We grow 30 other items. We're best known for artichokes, but we do a lot of different leaf lettuces, broccoli, cauliflower, all available year-round as well. So hopefully you'll see Ocean Mist farm fresh, family-grown fresh produce in your supermarket.
I'm sure they will. They're everywhere. And you've got some value-added products as well, right?
We do. Yep. We're kind of new to the value-added arena, but we've got Brussels sprouts, florets, cauliflower, rice, and medleys in the Ocean Mist brand as well.
Yeah, I'm sure you guys will be conquering that category soon.
A lot of opportunity. A lot of opportunity in that area.
But is it the gold standard?
It is. That's what we call ourselves.
Yeah.
And, we hold ourselves accountable to living that gold standard.
And not just the quality of the product, the whole company, the culture. Right?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. But they are the right guy to continue that.
Yes.
Well, thank you so much, Mark. It's always good to see you. We want to have you back again sometime. But you know this ritual because you've been through it before. Nahum Teresa's puns. We require all our guests to be punished with one of Teresa's puns before they can get out the door.
I'm ready.
Okay, Teresa, what is the home grown of the day?
Well, I believe I saw some celery over in your booth, didn't I?
Yes, you did.
Okay, so why did the female artichoke want nothing to do with the celery who was asking her out for a date?
Okay, let's give them a second to think about it. I'll repeat it. Why did the female celery artichoke
female artichoke
want nothing to do with the celery that was asking her out on a date. What do you think?
I'm ready to groom. That's what I'm ready to do.
Let's get it over with. Is that what you're saying?
Stalking.
Because he was stalking her, of course.
I laughed because Rick got it, not because it was funny. Okay, well, thanks again, Mark. Good luck to you here. I hope you have safe travels back to California. Are you going back to California?
It's back tomorrow morning, and it's really great to see all three of you.
Thank you.
Well, thank you, listeners, for tuning in to the Produce Buzzers podcast, brought to you by Produce Buzz, a gathering place for lovers of fresh fruits and veggies. We hope you were entertained a bit and educated a lot about fresh produce. Be sure to join us next time, and please tell your friends to do so as well. Like, share, and comment on our Produce Buzz Facebook page, and check out our website at www.producebuzz.com. There you will find articles about fresh fruits and veggies, how to select, store, and prepare them, as well as lots of interesting facts about all the wonderful bounty the earth provides for us. Until next time, be fruitful, and don't forget to veg out.